It's Sunday, the 9th of February 2015, and I'm leaving Taipei today. I didn't intend making a blog entry this early, but I just thought it might be nice to illustrate how things often go in the Far East. I decided not to go running this morning and to have a long lie in bed until precisely 8 o'clock because I'm physically and mentally exhausted, and as you might hear, my voice is going. I've given four or five hours worth of talks in a couple of days, and it's actually getting a bit too much. So I planned to, after a late night last night, have a long lie, but my phone rang at 7:30, and it's my host asking about all my plans today. The plans are all made. I'm meeting her in a very short time to go to church, and I'm coming back to my hotel, where I will pack up, and I'm allowed to check out at 1:30, and then we go together to the airport at 3:30, and that's the plan. And then I'm meeting some people at the airport at 4:30, very briefly, just for a cup of tea, who are going there to meet me rather than coming to Taipei. But my host wondered why they couldn't meet me here, and did I want to go to the airport earlier? And yes, I'd love to go to the airport earlier. I would love to meet them here, but the plan is we meet them there. I could hardly think while I was on the phone. And this is just the way it goes here. Everybody gets involved. I haven't made the plans to meet the people at the airport directly with them. I've made them through my students who pay. I do actually have the mobile numbers of the two people I'm meeting, but my signal here is very poor. My phone keeps losing it. I did manage to contact them, and it turns out that they're actually driving directly from Hualien down on the Pacific coast to the airport. They're not coming to Taipei, so that's why they're meeting me there. So that's okay. But as I say, this is how it goes here. Everybody gets involved. Everybody tries to do things better than you arrange them yourself. And you rarely get left alone for any length of time. And if I sound like I'm feeling a bit sorry for myself, in fact, I am a bit, but I'm just looking forward to getting out of Taipei and over to Hong Kong, where things are just slightly more sane. I do love travelling in this part of the world, and I actually love Taipei a great deal, but I think this week I've just been here for too long. I realise I just said blog entry there. What I meant, of course, was podcast entry. I think that just indicates my state of mind. I have another adventure this morning. My ear is blocked with wax, and I know it's wax, and I tried to ask my colleague last night about this, but it was quite difficult because she assumed I had an ear infection. In fact, I was taken to a pharmacy earlier on in the day, and I was given some antibiotic drops for my ear, which I'm very reluctant to put in. I don't need them because it won't shift the wax. First of all, I was actually offered earplugs, but never mind. Bizarre. So today I've got the name of two preparations, which Lee Chan kindly got the names of, which will dissolve wax. They're for sale in Watson's Pharmacy, and I'm hoping to go past one today as we walk to church and find one, and then go in on the way back and buy one of these preparations. Let's see how that goes with my host. I'll be asked what it is I want and can they help, and then in the shop they won't understand what I'm asking for, even if I show them the label. And again, it's an adventure. And it's not Sunday the 9th, it's Sunday the 8th. Doing well today. Got some stories to tell in a few minutes of my adventures over lunchtime. I'll be back. Just boarded the CX-437 to Hong Kong from Taipei. I have to say I've got an upgrade to business class. Strange to see the old style business class pods, which I always think are quite narrow and cramped. I used to think they were great first time I used them, but it's nice to be here anyway. Got a glass of champagne. Had the most bizarre day today. I should have shut up about my locked ear to my very kind host, because they went to all sorts of efforts to try and get me the correct medication for it. So I was paraded around various pharmacies, none of which had it. We went to Watson's, which was supposed to have it, but they didn't have it. And then we went to a restaurant. Leanne and I went to a restaurant to meet her husband Peter, who'd been sitting there for 2 hours reserving a table, only to see three people waving at me from the corner, three nurses, none of whom were at the conference I've just been at, I've met them about 4 years ago. I think it's quite embarrassing to be getting this well known in Taipei. Anyway, one of them was a former student of Leanne, so Leanne just set about getting her to locate the correct medication, but we didn't manage. So this was a great distraction. Otherwise, had a really good meal with them. Got back to the hotel on time. Leanne didn't come to the airport with me, which was very sensible. It's completely unnecessary for them to do that, but they organised a very nice limo to take me to the airport. Got there very quickly on the new road that goes above the freeway, and met two old friends from Hualien, Phoebe and Angela. Had a cup of tea with them, caught up, and then boarded. So I'm just about to go to Hong Kong. I think Mark Hayter is across there. I've got a text from him, which I guess came from Hong Kong. So I should be meeting him tonight about 9:30 at the hotel, all being well. But I will have to resume my search in Hong Kong through the Watson shops for something for my blocked ear, because I can hear absolutely nothing out of it, and it's making me a little bit nauseous and a little bit dizzy. Still looking forward to getting to Hong Kong. I feel a little bit better disposed towards Taipei now than I did the first thing this morning. I was a bit tired and grumpy, but I don't want to edit all that out. Just want to show how I feel about some of these things. I try to leave some of my presents behind me. I get too many presents of tea, which I'm quite fond of, but it's impossible to carry, especially given that I'm not going straight back to the UK. Leanne came up to my room just to do a final sweep, which I wasn't all that happy about, but nevertheless, that's another of the customs in this part of the world, and of course found it, and I was able to give it to her as a present. So, next check-in will be in Hong Kong. I took a copy of the Sunday Morning Post, that's the South China Morning Post Sunday edition, which is a Hong Kong newspaper, as I got onto the plane. I just opened it now to see that the headlines are flu hit hospitals critical mass. Apparently there's a flu epidemic in Hong Kong. 6 people died yesterday, 140 people have died so far, and 214 people are in intensive care units, which are at 95% occupancy. 200 hospitals, ICU beds are in use at the moment. So, let's hope I can avoid that.
My name is Roy Cobbs. They will welcome on board. I'm helping to crew the 7-3-4-300 series aircraft for the short flight to Hong Kong. I've been advised that just one more passenger to join us, and we'll be hopefully getting underway on time with a flight time of 1 hour and 32 minutes. Rather rainy and breezy Taipei area, however, once we're clear of the Taipei area, the weather forecast the route is fine, and we're arrival into Hong Kong a little bit later on this evening. A little bit hazy, but generally fine conditions, setting the temperature around 60 degrees Celsius. Look out for you in the cabin, and flight service manager Lou and her team will be doing what they can to make the flight enjoyable. If you don't have any questions or requirements, please don't hesitate to approach any one of her colleagues. I'm sure they'll be very happy to help you. You'll surely be shown the safety presentation video for this MRSA-340 aircraft. If I could ask you to pay that particular attention, it does contain some important information for your own safety. So I'll leave you now to relax and enjoy the kind of pursuing hospitality. Please.
Now, as we are about to close the last aircraft door, attention ground personnel, kindly leave the aircraft. Thank you. On behalf of Cathay Pacific and my team, welcome aboard CX473, a joint service with KA5473 on one road flight to Hong Kong. To our Marco Polo Club members, it's always a pleasure to see you. Captain Roy Cobb had already introduced himself and he will take us to Hong Kong in 1 hour and 32 minutes. My name is Lou Fadul from the Philippine Train Flight Service Manager. The cabin crew on board this flight are from Hong Kong, Taiwan, and the Philippines. As a team, we are looking forward to making your journey with us a safe and pleasant one. Please approach myself or any of the cabin crew if you need assistance. Thank you and we wish you a pleasant flight. Please have your attention for the safety demonstration. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Cathay Pacific aircraft. Our safety is our priority.
Pardon me, cabin crew, your doors for departure and cross-check, thank you. A
few moments to view the following presentation.
各位乘客，欢迎乘搭国泰航空公司嘅客机。国泰一直以安全至上，敬请留意以下嘅安全示范。
Mobile phones must be switched to airplane mode until after landing. Transmitting devices such as walkie-talkies, remote control devices, and devices with Wi-Fi or Bluetooth functions enabled must not be used on the aircraft. 请将手提电话调校至飞行模式，直至航机降落。机舱内任何时候都唔可以使用传送设备，例如对讲机、无线遥控器同埋所有具备无线上网或蓝牙功能嘅装置。
For takeoff and landing, hand baggage and loose items must be placed under the seat in front of you or stowed in the compartments provided. Please be careful to ensure items placed in the overhead compartment do not fall out when the compartment is opened. The aisles and exits must be kept clear of baggage and any obstructions.
航機起飛及降落前，手提行李、零碎物品必須妥善放置喺座椅下或者行李櫃內。打開行李櫃時，請小心以確保裡面嘅物品唔會跌下通道同埋出口必須保持暢通無阻。Seat
belts are fastened and adjusted as shown. To unfasten the seat belt, lift the buckle.
请依指示扣好及调校安全带。如果需要解开安全带，先将扣拉起，然后拉出安全带。For
business class, seatbelt is fastened and adjusted as shown. To unfasten the seatbelt, press the red release button.
而喺商务客舱嘅乘客，请依指示扣好及调校安全带。如果需要解开安全带，请按下红色掣。
Children under 2 years old must use a child restraint device when the seatbelt sign is on.
当扣上安全带嘅灯号亮起，两岁以下嘅儿童必须使用儿童专用安全带。
We strongly recommend that you keep your seatbelt fastened when seated, as there may be unexpected turbulence during the flight.
我哋建议阁下，无论任何时候都应该扣好安全带，以防遇到突然嘅气流。
If oxygen is required, masks will drop automatically. Pull the mask down. Place it over your nose and mouth. Adjust the strap. Breathe normally.
当有需要时，氧气面罩会自动跌下。佩戴面罩时，先拉低面罩盖于口鼻上，再调校绳索，作正常呼吸。乘客应该先照顾自己，然后再照顾儿童同埋其他人。请注意，气袋无需充气，亦能供应氧气。
Attend to yourself before helping children or others. Please note that oxygen will flow even if the bag is not inflated. A life jacket is stowed under the seat or in the armrest.
救生衣系放喺各位嘅座椅下或扶手内，上面附有哨子同灯。使用时先将救生衣套喺颈上，然后将腰带固定于腰间。
Place the life jacket over your head. Secure the tapes firmly around your waist.
离开机舱前，用力拉下红色手掣，或者用充气管将救生衣充气。
Inflate your life jacket when leaving the aircraft by pulling the red toggle firmly down or by blowing into the tube to attract attention. There's a whistle and a light. Infant life jackets and flotation cots are also carried on board.
机上亦配备婴儿救生衣同浮水婴儿床。
In an emergency, or when you hear brace, brace, adopt the brace position, which is shown in the safety instruction card.
在紧急情况或者听见 brace, brace, 请根据安全指示卡做出保护自己的姿势。
Escape path lighting is located along the aisles. The lights will be on in an emergency. Exits are equipped with slides to assist in evacuation. Our cabin crew are pointing out your nearest exit now. 機艙內設有緊急逃生路線照明系統，並且有標誌清楚顯示逃生出口。緊急出口設有逃生滑梯，機艙服務員正為你指示最近的逃生出口位置。
This is a non-smoking flight. There are smoke detectors with alarms in every toilet. Smoking in the cabin and toilet is forbidden under Hong Kong law. Offenders are liable to a fine and imprisonment.
本班是非吸煙航班，每個洗手間都設有煙霧感應器和警報系統。根據香港法例，在機艙或洗手間內吸煙均屬違法，違例者會被罰款及監禁。
We will soon be taking off. Please ensure that your hand baggage, tables, and televisions are safely stowed. Seat bags are in the takeoff position, and your seat belt is fastened.
我們即將起飛，請各位將手提行李、接台和個人電視妥為收好，將椅背調校至起飛時應有的位置，並扣好安全帶。
Please leave the safety card in the seat pocket. If you have any questions, please ask a member of our cabin crew.
每個椅袋內都有一張安全指示卡，以供乘客。
Ladies and gentlemen, we have just landed into Hong Kong International Airport. Welcome to our home. It is a safety requirement that you remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the aircraft has stopped and the seatbelt sign has been turned off. Please be careful when opening the overhead compartments as items inside may fall out. Please ensure that you have all your belongings before leaving the aircraft. Mobile phones may not be switched on.Our ground services staff will be available to help you on arrival. It has been a pleasure looking after you and we hope to see you again. On behalf of Captain Roy Cobb and the entire team of CX473, this is your in-flight service manager once again, thanking you all for flying with Cathay Pacific, a member of the One World Alliance, and enjoy your stay in Hong Kong. For those passengers continuing to other destination, we wish you a safe and pleasant onward journey.Good evening and goodbye.
So I'm back in Hong Kong. I'm checked into the Harbour Plaza Metropolis Hotel. Met up with my colleague Mark Hayter, had a drink and a chat, and we're all ready for the week ahead. Nice to be back in Hong Kong. I feel very comfortable here, easy place to get around, easy place to work, and it also means I'm 1 week nearer getting back home, and as every day goes by, that means the same. I like being away, but I also like getting back home. So we'll see what adventures the week in Hong Kong brings. It's pretty much the same routine every time we come here, but there's always something to amuse us and always something to keep us on our toes, so we'll see how that goes. And also I've got to start the search tomorrow around the various pharmacists to try and get something for my blocked ear. Let's see how that goes. Exciting times.